Sing that song?
Yes.
I used to sing that song quite a bit as I was walking down the halls of the school, and it's always amazing whenever I'm singing walking down the halls of the school, the children will go into the classrooms. Yeah. But I always enjoy singing. I enjoy singing for the Lord. And I enjoy that song because that song, as you know, is actually a prayer. Amen. Lord, make me like you. Make me like you. You realize Jesus is, still is, to this day, a servant. Jesus is a servant. He came to this earth not to be praised, not to be a king, but to be a servant, to serve. And if we desire to do his will, if we desire to be Christ-like, we too will be a servant. When's the last time you served someone? When's the last time you helped someone? When's the last time you taught someone? Jesus did all those things his entire life. And we should also strive to be just exactly like Jesus, to be a servant as he himself was a servant. To be Christ-like in everything that we do, so that we may go and serve others. In the book of Matthew chapter 26, we see that because we did it for the least of these, my brethren, we did it for him. We served others, and because we served others, we served Christ. Realize what serving is. Realize how important serving is. And I want to start out this morning in John chapter 13 and take a look at exactly what it says there about service. Starting with verse 12. It says this: Then when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are correct, for so I am. So if I, the Lord and teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example so that you also would do just as I did for you. Christ gave us the example. This is his example. Now, I want you to understand exactly when this occurred, because this is an important time. They are up in the upper room. They are doing the Last Supper. They are around Jesus and his apostles getting an argument about who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Which one of them is going to sit on the right hand and which one is going to sit on the left hand? And they get in an argument with one another, truly an argument with each other, over which one is going to be the greatest sitting next to Jesus. And the sons of Zebedee, James and John, are the two that start it. And then the other apostles kind of get irritated at James and John and say, "Hey, what about us? Where are we going to sit?" And while they are arguing over this, the night that Jesus was betrayed, by the way, the night that Judas betrays Jesus, while they are arguing over all these things, and Jesus knows what is about to happen, Jesus bends down and starts to wash their feet. Now, understand exactly what that is. That was a common courtesy that was given to people who came in as a visitor to your home. And in that courtesy, realize this, that task was given to the lowest servant in the house. Most of you already know this. But oftentimes, if they didn't have a servant in the house, what they would do is they would give that task to their youngest child. Whoever was considered the lowest in the house did that task. And notice what Jesus did here. Jesus made himself the lowest in the house. And yet they called him Lord. They called him teacher. And he became the lowest as an example. And he said to them, "What I have done for you, you should do for others." Lower yourself to the point of being the lowest so that you may serve others. Now, I want you to realize how important service to others is. Many of us have things that we cannot do. And so we need someone else to help us to do it or to do it for us. When you get older, it gets more and more that way, doesn't it?
Amen.
Not everybody can play pickleball, can they, Bob? Yeah. But I can tell you this, that we can have someone to help us in that situation. I told you the story before, one time that I was getting out of the car and I was going into the grocery store and I saw this elderly couple. And they were elderly, 90 plus. And they were struggling putting their groceries into the back of their car. And all I did was, I walked up to the car and I started picking up the groceries out of the cart and putting them in the trunk of the car. And the man there said to me, he said, "Oh, thank you so much. How much do I owe you?" I said, "You don't owe me anything." I said, "You have a good day." And I grabbed his cart and I put it up. Now, I want you to understand something. That was so simple. It took maybe about 2 minutes. But I could tell these people were struggling and they needed help. And so you go over and you serve them. You help them. This is an example of how we can let our light shine to others by just simply serving one another. Randy Kennedy had surgery this last week. And I want you to know this because this kind of took me as a shock myself. I went up to see Randy. Randy's in Compass, going through some rehabilitation on his shoulder. And I went up to see Randy, and as I walked in, he said, "Oh, I'm so glad to see you. I'm so glad that you're here." And we talked a little bit, he said, "Did you just come up here because of me?" He knows it's a 30-minute drive out there, 30 minutes back. And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I came just because of you." And he says, "Come here." And I came in and I got down a little lower and he reached up with his good arm and he grabbed me around the neck. He said, "I got to give you a hug." And he gives me a hug. And I want you to know that Randy and I talked a few more minutes and I prayed for him and I left. And I was there about 7 minutes. But it made his day. You realize how much we could do for one another if we would just do for one another? How incredible it is to reach out a helping hand. Now, I want you to look at Jesus' example today. Because what we're going to look at today is how Jesus was a servant. And how Jesus, to this day, still is a servant. So let's start. We're looking at John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. It says here, Jesus says, "I'm giving you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another." You know about letting your light shine? If you love one another, Jesus says right here, people will know that you are my disciple. I've told you this before, and I want to emphasize it, that if somebody has to come and ask whether or not you're a Christian, there's a problem there. They should know that you are a Christian. Amen. By how you live your life. They should know that you are a Christian in that you have love one for another. Now, me helping that older couple move their groceries from their cart into their car didn't take hardly any time at all. It was no big deal whatsoever. But you know what it showed? It showed love one for another. It showed the fact that I showed them love. I showed them those things that Jesus showed other people each and every time that he forgave them, that he prayed for them, that he lifted them up. It starts with love one for another. That's where service begins. For God so loved us that he sent his son. We love God because he first loved us. And he shows that love through his son, Jesus Christ, who paid our debt for sin. It is the love of God that has been sent down to us through his son that we should show to others each and every day. And it could be something very simple, very quick, and it doesn't mean a lot to anybody except the person that you showed love and kindness to. Realize what loving one another means. Loving one another means to serve one another. Second, John chapter 13, verses 4 and 5 says this. He got up from supper, laid his outer garments aside, and he took a towel and tied it around himself. Then he poured water into the basin and began washing the disciples' feet. Now understand this. No service was too low. Jesus lowered himself to the lowest in order to show everyone what they should do. I remember back years ago when I first became a high school principal, I wore a coat and tie to school, and I was at County Line High School. Some of you know where County Line is, some of you don't, but it's really on the county line. My office was in Franklin County. My secretary's office was in Logan. That is true. It was on the county line. And it's a small school. And being a small school, we could not afford to have a maintenance person there the entire time during the day. So the maintenance person would typically show up about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and work till 5 o'clock in the afternoon to get things ready for the next day. Well, me and my tie and coat, we had a student that got sick in the hall. Nobody's there. But you know what I did? I went and got the mop bucket. I went and got the mop. I put the cleaner in the bucket. I grabbed the mop, we went down the hallway, and I mopped up the hall in a coat and tie. And they thought it was so unusual that the principal would mop the floor that the sponsor of the yearbook snuck out and took a picture of me in my coat and tie mopping the floor. And it was in the yearbook. Now I tell you that story because Jesus lowered himself to the lowest servant. And then on the same regard, when he did it, he told them, he says, "Now you do as I have done. Follow the example. Don't go out into the world and not do something because you think it's beneath you. Because I can tell you that there's not one service that you can do for one another that is beneath you. Not one. And look at number three. 1 Peter 4:10 says this. Each one of you has been given a special gift. Employ it in serving one another as good stewards of multifaceted grace of God. As good students. Each of you have been given a gift. Some of you have been given multiple gifts. But one of the things that we know for sure is that Jesus never asks us to do something that we are incapable of doing. The parable of the talents comes to mind. Where three are given. One is given five talents, one is given two talents, and one is given one. Based upon their own abilities. The one that got five, he doubled his, got five more, and was blessed because of it. The one that got two, doubled his, and got two more, and was blessed because of it. But the one that got one, what did he do? He went and buried it. He said, I knew you were a hard man. And that you gather where you do not sow. And so here's the talent you gave me. And what was the response? You wicked servant. The least he could have done was put it in the bank and gotten interest. But instead what he does, he hides it. Folks, what that's telling us is this. Jesus does not expect us to do more than we are capable of doing. That's where grace comes in. Amen. We can only do so much, and then Jesus takes over. As I've told you before, never ask me to come fix your car. That would be a problem for you. Can't do it. Don't know how. Don't ask me to do the little code thing at the bottom. Rendell. Don't ask me to do that. I knew an old superintendent one time. He said, I've been against this technology ever since they came out with it. And they asked him, which technology was that? The wheel? Realize there are some things I cannot do. But what I can do, I am more than willing to help you with. Whatever I can do for you. And oftentimes, I want you to understand this as well, that if there's a time that I can't do something that you need, I probably know somebody that can. And I can help you find that person. God does not expect us to do what we cannot do. God did not expect us to save ourselves because we cannot save ourselves. That's why he sent his son. So serve as you are able. Serve as you have opportunity. Do for others as you would have them do for you. Luke chapter 6 verse 35 says this. When you serve one another, expect nothing in return. Because folks, if you do it that way, then you're not really serving. Except serving self. Don't serve one another expecting for payment. Don't serve one another expecting for gifts. Don't serve one another expecting something in return, because your reward is not here on this earth. Amen. Your reward is in heaven. Seek that reward. I often talk to people about giving gifts at Christmas. And oftentimes people give gifts at Christmas because they expect to get a gift in return. You ever give something to somebody and don't expect anything back? That's the type of service that we're talking about. Serve without expecting anything in return. And Matthew chapter 26, verse 39 says this. Remember Jesus in the garden. And in our Christianity 101 class, we're talking about prayer. And in that class where we're talking about prayer, I want you to know something. In my opinion, I believe this is the greatest prayer ever given. It was given by a person who knew no wrong. It was given by a person that was tempted in all ways that we are tempted, yet he was without sin. And it was given by a person who was honestly asking God to please allow this thing to be taken away from him so that he would not have to suffer. But his response was, "Not my will, but let your will be done." Amen. Not my will, but let your will be done. And I also want you to realize this, that the response from God, his answer to Jesus, was no. It's got to be this way. Jesus, in all of his life, in all of his endeavors, in all of his conversations, had one thing in mind: his service to God was resolute in everything. Amen. Folks, we fall short from time to time. But I also want you to know this, that our service to God needs to be just like Jesus' service was. Just like his service is. I will do what God wants me to do. That's the attitude we should have. And even though it goes against what we desire, even though we have the ability oftentimes to go against what God desires, Jesus himself had the ability to call down 12 legions of angels and stop it all. But he doesn't. And the reason why is because his number one service was to God the Father. This is how our service should always be. If you desire, if you hope to be like Jesus Christ, then you must be a servant. You must serve others. But the greatest, you must serve God. For this is the greatest command. Amen. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all your mind. And the second is like unto it. Love one another as yourself. Amen. Lord, make me a servant.
need for our prayers, or need to be baptized, we ask you to come.